AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We expect the rally to begin this hour in Charleston, South Carolina. Those who want the Confederate flag removed from the grounds of the state capitol are gathering almost a week after nine black church members were allegedly shot dead by a white gunman who'd been photographed with the Confederate flag. Governor Nikki Haley.
We are here in a moment of unity in our state without ill will to say it's time to move the flag from the Capitol grounds.
And we are just learning that Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is working to have the Confederate flag taken off state license plates. All six Baltimore police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray have pleaded not guilty. Their trial will begin in October. Freddie Gray died a week after suffering a severe spinal cord injury in police custody. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is at the NFL's headquarters in New York to appeal his four-game Deflategate suspension. Our Warren Levinson is in New York.
The Super Bowl MVP contends it was NFL executive Troy Vincent who imposed the four-game suspension and that under the labor agreement, only the commissioner can issue such discipline. Commissioner Roger Goodell says it's his punishment, regardless of whose name was on the letter. Brady is also arguing the league's report on underinflated footballs used in a playoff game doesn't prove air was deliberately let out of the balls, and that the punishment is harsher than for similar infractions. The Patriots were also fined and docked draft choices. The club is not contesting its punishment. Warren Levinson, New York.
New York's governor says DNA found a few miles from the prison in Dannemora is linked to the killers who escaped more than 2 weeks ago, and he says yes, he thinks they will get those convicts back. The National Weather Service is sending a survey team to Iowa to check damage and confirm a suspected tornado that ripped into a grocery store. This is AP Radio News. Senators are angry about those exploding airbags. They're expressing exasperation this morning with Takata Corporation and federal auto safety regulators over defective airbag inflators that have prompted the largest auto safety recall in the history of this country. Senator Bill Nelson, a Florida Democrat, opened the Senate hearing this morning on the issue with graphic photos of a constituent who was injured by Takata airbags.
That is a piece of metal that actually came out on this lady, and this lady is in Miami last July. Look how big that is.
The Commerce Department says new home sales rose 2.2% last month. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.